To Ready Let's Go podcast. I'm your host, Ready Let's Go, with my co-host Josh Reed. And today we are just kicking back into the groove of things. And before we jump back into the podcast, how you doing, bro? How you feeling? How you living?
I'm feeling pretty good. Ain't gonna lie. I'm feeling pretty damn good, you know. I'm alive. I woke up this morning, and then I get to podcast with one of my best friends in the world.
Hey. We here. We doing it.
How about yourself?
I'm glad to hear that, too. I'm doing good. I have been, like, slowly, like, because I was up all night finishing my lock sock. I was typically, like, thrown off on my, like, day routine. But I did make sure to go outside and get some sunlight, got some nutrition in me, definitely gonna have something else to put in me. Made little milestones for myself and did some deep stretching, and again, getting to podcast with an amazing being, best friend, and just being able to have this creative brainstorm together and be able to just have fun in this process. And yeah. But a little bit more of what we got in store for this podcast. We are jumping into body imaging and just kind of being comfortable in your own skin, as well as just having those exercises of grounding. The quote was inspired, or the podcast was inspired by a quote that I've seen that every nigga deserves on Instagram. And it says every nigga deserves to have a grounding exercises, and which got me thinking that, like, what are some things that I do to get grounded during a chaotic week or whenever I feel like I'm out of flow with myself? But I did want to get your point of view or your perspective on how do you battle, or not necessarily battle, how do you counteract that that process of, like, feeling ungrounded, or how do you find yourself back to center? Like, what are some routines or some tips that you could share with the listeners today?
So personally, for me, when I feel out of balance, My go-to is to meditate on things, like to have a practice where a mindfulness practice where that involves just sitting still, being present and understanding where your mind is. I think that's something that is very overlooked nowadays and has been very overlooked for a long time. The act of simply sitting in silence, and this doesn't have to be, you know, you like, or you just closing your eyes and going to some deep space, you know, off to the forest or whatever. It's less about that. It's more about just being present, in a sense where you're allowing your mind to slow down enough so that you can emphasize figuring out what's going on. So sometimes you might be trying to figure out what's wrong. Sometimes you may be trying to just simply refocus on something. Sometimes you may be trying to find an answer to something from within. But I think the most important thing overall is to make sure that you make it a goal to get to a destination, right? Mentally. Right. So those, say,
little small goals.
Right. So say if you, it could be something as simple as, okay, I set this New Year's resolution to work out every day or to go to the gym, you know, 3-4 times a week. Let's say I'm falling off, and, you know, it's okay to give yourself a little slack, but, then again, don't sit in, like, the comfort zone of just not having a direction. Like, no, even if you don't know exactly where you want to go, like, you want to get to a point where you're basically emphasizing, okay, Even if I don't know exactly where I'm going, I have an idea of where I want to go. So say your mental destination is to come to a conclusion on how you're going to maintain this goal that you said you were going to adhere by. So if I'm going to the gym 3 times a week and that's the goal that I want to adhere by, okay, what am I doing that might be hindering me getting to that? What am I not doing that might be hindering that? So it can be something as simple as I'm not maintaining a balanced enough diet to fuel myself. It can also be I'm not making time where I know that time is available. And so it's like, am I lacking time or am I making excuses? Getting down to those details.
That brings into my next question, but just kind of it kind of ties into your question of like, what are the excuses that we tell ourselves to not necessarily to guilt us into doing them or not doing them, but like keeping us accountable while also still keeping us motivated to be like, okay, like, sure, I fell off today, but tomorrow's another day and I'm able to improve, or whatever time I have with today being present, if it's not draining me or like I'm motivated to do it, like, what am I able to do in order to utilize the time that I have now to make the most of it, rather than to feel like, oh, I got set back. Like, especially like with me, I know like sometimes if my routine was thrown off by waking up late or by not doing a certain thing, that it's like, oh, everything feels like else feels chaotic. But finding that mental nuance of being like, hey, remember, this is stuff that you wanted to do. It wasn't like major, but it was also like you still have time to do it. So, but then sometimes those mindsets of like, oh, you got to do it now, you got to hustle now in order to get it done, or it will never get done. I'm like, okay, true, but if it was important, then I would have done it ahead of time already. But I guess finding the balance between those two state of minds is being like, oh, it needs to be done now, or is it really that important, or are you just taking it too seriously and driving yourself to be burnt out sooner than later? Like, understanding the nuance of being burnt out or just not feeling energized to do it, or if it's unmotivated, and utilizing when I do feel motivated to actually do
I
it.
think it's a finding a balance between going with the flow and guiding the current. So, going with the flow would mean that you are just allowing, certain things to come to you, whether it be a realization, whether it be that motivation you're looking for. I'm allowing those things to come to you, but I think it's also guiding the current. So think of yourself as the moon in that sense. The moon controls the tides, and sometimes even if you are simply going with the flow to allow things to come naturally, it is important to, have that aspect of you that tells you that, or that voice in the back of your head that tells you, okay, maybe you don't have to get it done or you don't have to do it, but if you want, say, the results that you said you want and you've already made it up in your mind, okay, this is how I'm going to get there. Are you going to stick to it, or are you going to make excuses? It's like people saying, okay, I don't have enough time. I don't have enough time, or I don't have, or I can't. It always starts with like, I don't have, I can't. It always starts with a limiting.
Which is a like a an it's what is it? It like weakens the willpower to actually like endure it instead of being like already like subjecting yourself to being like, okay, I'm closing my mind off to for the possibility that this will turn out good. Sure, I'll hit roadblocks and all that, but the end result will be worth it. But also just the journey and the process of understanding how all this flows together. Because I know majority of the time I will be like, oh, okay, I want this result. And my Virgo brain thinks, okay, point A, point B, point C. But what I've learned in therapy that it's like it ain't always going to be point A to B to C. Sometimes it may be A to C to B, or sometimes it may be B A then C. Like it,
Guide the current
long
as
as
you
you
go.
get there, it's you got there. But understanding that everything isn't linear, there's going to be days where you fluctuate and go through those levels and find understanding even within yourself to be like, okay, maybe I need to disconnect from social media for a couple of days to just find something that's balanced for me. Or maybe if like content creation is your thing, maybe just spending 30 minutes on social media out of the day and just putting a self timer on your phone or like hiding your phone somewhere in your space. That way you're not constantly looking at it or being like, okay, because I can tell the difference between when my phone's next to my desk versus it's like on the other side of the room. It causes more friction. And I've learned about that in Atomic Habits, where they were saying, like, make things that you don't want to do, add more friction to it. That way it creates that habit of like you not wanting to do it anymore, versus like when you're creating good habits or layering your habits, putting like your journal next to the side of your bed or putting it in a place that you automatically look at the beginning of the day. That way you can like go to it. So like for instance, beforehand I used to put my journal. I used to have a dream journal and then I had like a normal journal, but I would keep my regular journal in my studio on my desk because I was like, okay, that whenever I come into my studio, it's like looking at my keyboard, looking at how everything is set up or if everything's clean. I know when I'm in a creative flow, but I guess I'm going through sensory overload that I have to be like, okay, I need to shape up the studio in order for it. But sometimes it's not as bad. Like you can know like somebody's created in here, but then there's a difference between everything being like chaotic versus everything controlled chaos, which during Pisces season, I totally understand being raised by a Pisces father. I'm like, okay, yeah, I understand. There's like calm chaos and then there's like just pure chaos. And just finding equanimity between the chaos and the calm chaos, and just being like, okay, you can pick the battle where you want to go. Chaos is still going to be chaos, but you can choose to respond to it in a healthy way of being like, okay, this is overwhelming, but let's see the bright side of this. Or let's see, okay, my space may be cluttered right now, but that means I've been in a creative groove, which I appreciated and what I wanted. So I shouldn't be down on myself or being like, okay, I'm overstimulated. Now, if there's things that are bothering me, clean up a few items and see how I feel. Because it also kind of goes into that mindset of like feng shui a little bit. You move a couple items to see if that where it is energetically feels good to you. And if it doesn't, then like constantly keep moving it and making those adjustments until it feels right for you. But also changing up your location can also be something that's like grounding for you to change up your scenery. But to say grounding exercises like They all fluctuate, but they all are authentic to you and what works best for you and is
Right.
designed towards your life. Yeah, so I feel like my essential like exercises that I would do, and I would just name like three of them. Journaling would be one, just to mentally declutter everything that's going on in the mind.
A
Going on a
mental
walker.
exercise.
Yeah, going on a
Okay.
walk or exercising is like a physical thing for me to do. And just having fun and not wanting to create for the view, but just to create for the fun of it is my, I guess, for the soul purpose. So it's like tuning in with the mind, body, and soul to activate all three of those to be like, all right, you're grounded now. Like you know that everything's good. You checked in with yourself. You moved your body. You allowed your inner child to be like, okay, let's just have fun right now versus, oh, all this got to be done. 'Cause like relaxation along with hard work go hand in hand. Like you can't have too much hard work. You can't have too much relax. Like you have to, again, always find that equal balance of
One fish
what
swimming
works.
upstream and then one fish swimming downstream, flow versus guide, water versus moon. It's all tied in together. And I use those comparisons because they are directly related. Water is something that, I mean, not water is not only essential and a basic human need, but water is a good element to relate to when you want to be more balanced, just overall, because with water for me is all about adaptability. It's about adaptability, being able to flow, being able to, and also like knowing when to be the moon, knowing when to guide the currents and make changes where need be. I've always had like an obsession with like water. Like I love being by water. I love fish. I love aquatic animals. It's just always fascinated me, but one thing in particular that's always fascinated me is how water has the ability to take the shape of just about anything. Water has the ability to seep through spaces that would normally be difficult for like other elements to either get through or surpass in a much further way. Now, the moon is, when I talk about the moon, I'm talking about like you having that control, having that sense of, okay, I need to make changes here in order for this to happen. Like, real quick, on my wall, I keep this because for me, it's a reminder. For me, it's a reminder, like, I've always been obsessed with the moon. Always been obsessed with the moon because the moon just means so many things to me, imagery wise, spiritually. It's that balance between flow and guiding the currents for me. One fish swimming upstream, one fish swimming downstream, understanding that there is no such thing as perfection. And that pulls me into what we were just discussing recently about, you mentioned exercise, but we also talked about body image versus like body image versus
Okay, I
like
like
body
how you
goals.
flowed into that. I like how you flew into that. Good, good,
Yeah.
good, good.
We were talking about body image and versus body goals. Being able to separate having a certain goal or a certain destination we want to get to physically from how we actually feel about ourselves. So my thing with that is, and I talk about fitness and physical activity so much because it's one of those things that is very important, and not always in the sense that people think it is. There's, like I said, flow and guide. Like there's plenty of different ways that you can practice physical health avenues. Like for example, yoga. You've got weightlifting. Some people do
Tai Chi.
Pilates, Tai Chi. Like there's these things have benefits, and I think at the end of the day, it's not always what it's cracked up to be. You don't have to be in the gym trying to look like the Hulk or get buff just to feel good about yourself. Sometimes
You're
you
right.
need to connect with what works for you, because I can say for a fact, even though I do weightlift a lot, let's be honest, for me, my main thing that helps me with like confidence and overall physical health, my main thing is really yoga. It's really yoga, and I've grown to love it so much because it does bring in that balance. It does challenge my strength. It does help build muscle. It does help increase flexibility and balance. It's a balance of all things. So I have my 2, 3 days a week that I go into the gym, and I do that because I have certain body goals. But when I do yoga, for me, that's spiritual. Yoga is an experience. And for me, yoga is something that helps me build confidence far more than weightlifting ever will. Not to say that that has to be everybody's prerogative, but you know what I mean. Like, you have to find balance and find what works for you. Because most people, upon meeting me or kind of seeing how my lifestyle is, would probably assume that, weightlifting is my main thing, and it's not. I think how it started out was, okay, I do yoga to, is where I would like do yoga to help me with my weightlifting practices. Now I weightlift to help with my yoga practices because I found a different purpose in my physical goals. I'm not obsessed with a certain body image, but I am more concerned with my overall health and just being able to simply be mobile. Being mobile and being able to walk, get on your feet, not be in a wheelchair, stuff like that, that's a blessing. So for me, it's about being thankful also. It's also about being thankful.
As well as like taking care of like the vessel that you're in, like it lets your body know that you care about it. Like when it gives you its signs and its cues of like, oh, I'm going through something, I'm going through grief, I'm going through sadness right now. Like you want to keep that functioning and that well-oiled like flow, like constantly moving. Like I know for me that yoga, it's definitely been a on again, off again, but when I need it, I need it, and I know I like always return back to it. But just allowing myself to be able to have that and be like, okay, like this feels good to me, or like this feels good and intentional to like sit here and stretch and like be able to like move trauma through like the hips and like open up hip flexors, and just being able to be like, okay, like what, and also getting to the point of like I said previously, getting to know your body to a point of being like, okay, like what am I capable of doing? Okay, am I able to move past what I think is my blockage, or move past where I think my limit is, or how do I improve on that, like opening up to its full potential and just keeping that constant mind of progression rather than, oh, okay, I gotta nail every pose perfectly without like being out of breath or being in like doing this like practice. Like, sure, you will want to do it every day, but in all reality, sometimes life be lifing. So sometimes, like, you fall out of the flow of it, but allowing yourself to be like, okay, like, I didn't get it done this rising, so let me do it before I go to bed. At least I took the acknowledgement to be like, okay, I didn't do it today. So you take the accountability in yourself to be able to, like, okay, cool. Now, when it comes to the gym, I know before it was like a self-image deal of like, okay, I would be more appealing if I had like this type of body type, and this is what's advertised in like social media campaigns or like what I see like demographic. It almost gets into that pretty privileged territory of like, oh, I gotta look like that person in order to get deals, or and I found myself like limiting myself and my potential just because I was like, oh, I look like them. And you know what they say, comparison is the killer of joy. So like sometimes it would just be like that mental thing playing back in my head of just like even just things that I've heard growing up, you know, oh, you have a slender build, you're very skinny, like I could see your ribs. I'm like, okay, well, I just burn. And what me realizing now within like my 30 years on this earth, it's just been like, okay, that's just how I'm built and I'm okay with it.
And what that got to do with you,
Right,
because at the end of the
exactly.
day, what you think about me doesn't matter because as long as I feel good about me, I'm straight. So why,
Exactly.
it's like, why would you, like, I understand if you can say, like, I understand, like, say compliments, or like, I also understand, like, I can understand, like, a critique on, like, a certain aspect of health, like, you know, for example, if my heart health is bad, yeah, I'm gonna be okay with you being honest with me and being like, okay, you need to improve that shit, or else you're going to be looking at, you know, not being in good health long term. But as far as like, oh, well, you got, you know, one thing I heard growing up a lot was, you got a bird chest, you got a bird chest, okay, like. You know, which is crazy that people emphasize that so much now when back in the Bronze Age of fitness, having a big chest wasn't even a thing. It wasn't. They, you know, they had flat chests. I mean, yeah, they may have had big arms and shoulders and whatnot, but they have flat chests, but that's something that didn't come into I wouldn't say fashion, but didn't come into being like a trend. Until
Aesthetic.
you know, aesthetic, it didn't come into like overall trend of aesthetic until like the modern age. So
Or
it's
like
like
the Greek Roman age of like, oh, you gotta have this Greek goddess or god body type, or like you gotta have
this is
this
the
type of structure.
ideal, you know?
Right. Like this is the pinnacle of like what your body should look like. If you don't look like this, then you're not bringing in money, or you're not like a man, you're not an alpha man, or you're not this. I'm like, what? Please make it make sense. And not to derail this conversation, but it just popped in my head, and I seen something on Twitter that was very stupid, and somebody was like, okay, now Twitter, let me know something. Is it sus for you to get your hair braided by another man? I said, how the
Not at
fuck is that
all.
any different than getting a haircut? Please tell me, like,
It's no different. It's still styling hair.
I'm like, and at this point, it just feels like everybody will make everything about somebody's sexuality like it's a bad thing and like demonize it to be like, okay, like, oh, 'cause you're getting your hair done, you're gay. Oh, by another man, you're gay. Oh, because you're into your self-care routine or you're doing yoga and stuff like that, that puts you in positions that you have to like transmute energy. Oh, that looks sus. Oh, that look.
You know, here's the
You know
funny
what?
thing. Go
You
ahead. Well,
you
I was gonna say, here's the funny thing, bro. Coming from a bisexual man, I can say that I am a lot more of what people would consider masculine than a lot of than about more than you know more than half of straight men that I know. I'm not saying that it has to be a comparison or a competition or anything, but it's funny, it's just ironic to me because most people upon meeting me wouldn't know that I'm bi. But I'll tell you one thing, people like even when people tend to find out, they usually say the same thing, oh well, I would have never known. Or if they have any conversation, if they're talking about topics like dating, they'll usually refer to like women when talking to me. And it's not that I put it out there because my sexuality isn't my personality, it's just a part of who I am. A lot of times I will kind of just put it out there and be like, hey, just so you know, it's not a thing where it's like, oh, just to avoid offending me. It's more like, well, just so you know, like especially if we're close, like just so you kind of know, so you're not taken aback by it or anything.
See, my thing was always like watching how people react to certain things and then adjusting based off that. 'Cause I'm like, okay, you're the impression that you give off when nobody's around, where you think nobody is going to advocate for themselves, is when you show your true colors. So it's just kind of like, I don't know. I don't know about you. And sometimes I'm like, I ain't got shit to say you. Like, if you're not my significant other, then what's the point? Or we're not talking romantically or platonically, like,
Why does it even matter?
Like, people are always like holding up the male agenda or just any male to a magnifying glass and be like, oh, this makes you sus, this makes you like suspicious of, okay. And if I was, and most people are nowadays, it's 2024, get the fuck over it. Like, mind your fucking business and worry about your homophobia that you got internal going on, but keep that shit to yourself. Like, you save a lot of time and energy and oxygen by just keeping your shit to yourself.
Minding your own business.
Like, nobody asked you to put your 2 cents in my life, because are you gonna pay my bills? Are you going to make sure my car has gas in it every day? Are you going to make sure I eat every day? Are you gonna make sure that this mental health is always checking and making sure no. So why the fuck does your opinion matter?
It doesn't, and it doesn't. It I and a lot of people have yet to learn that lesson. A lot of people don't realize it until they are put in a position where they have absolutely no choice but to tap into that confidence. It's one thing to naturally have it, it's another to, gain it by first being put in a position where you are forced to gain it. And one thing I will say that's a blessing for especially the both of us is that we know who we are, and that we know who we are, we're confident, and we don't seek approval for who it is that we are. Like, and I realize that can be, I do realize that that can be for people. Like I've noticed growing up and just like even in my adulthood now, I'm 26, I'm gonna be 27 April 11th, so it's almost Aries season. And one thing I've noticed just in my childhood and especially in my adulthood is that it triggers a lot of people when you put aside expectations and simply leave room for you to be yourself. It triggers a lot of people. And it's not to say that, it's not to say, I have to go out of my way to try and trigger them or make them feel like, I don't, I never do things to make a statement.
Right, it's like effortless. Like, you're light, basically shines in their darkness, and they're like, oh, well, it gets them to question themselves. It's like, that's not my problem to deal with what you're going through. You got to go through what you got to go through for yourself. Like, and I hate the people who make the accusations of this, or even like make post threats to, oh, if I ever had a gay son, or if I ever had like a bisexual son or something like that, that I would disown them, or like
You say that
something.
now until you're actually put in that position.
Right,
You say it now.
until he's got to take care of you, and you're like on your deathbed, and then you're just like, yeah,
And you don't learn that
exactly.
lesson until you were there.
Exactly. Or until you're put in the position of being like, oh, well, this is something I created, and this is how he is, and I have to accept it because this is who he is. He's part of me. And like, you gonna deny, most people do that. You gonna deny part of yourself and just be like, oh, well, that's just how it is. You're just gonna be like, be a bigot and just stuck in your ways about how people aren't progressing and how people thought past all this, and just being like, okay, so
Now,
you
don't get me
just come.
wrong. Don't get me wrong. I did pick up a lot of, I have a lot of my mom's and dad's traits, but I'll say one thing, I did pick up a lot of my dad's like masculine traits. And one of them is like, regardless of my identity, I know that regardless of my identity, like I still know that at the end of the day, I do still know that I'm a man. And a lot of it has to do with my personal preference on how I want to carry myself. A lot of it does, a lot of me is on a daily basis, okay. A lot of times I do have to tell myself, like, okay, be a fucking man, like, get over it, press through it. Like, a lot of times I do tell myself that, not out of, it's not a toxic masculinity thing or whatever. It has more so to do with my personal preference on how I want to carry myself throughout my daily life, because that's just how I am. Like, I don't, like, personally, me, I don't like being called cis. Like, a lot of people will assume, oh, well, he's bi, he is okay with being called girl or sis or queen. No, I don't do
That's
all
not my
that.
pronouns. I don't.
And I don't, like, I don't personally, I don't pay too much attention to pronouns and stuff. Like, for me, it's just like the way I see it is I'm a man. If you want to assign me pronouns, it's he slash him, I guess you would say. Like, but at the end of the day, like, by default, I just don't worry about any of that. All I know is at the end of the day, I'm a man. I don't need someone's approval to feel like a man. Oh, well, you're bi, so that means that you're not a real man. No, that's not up to you to decide. Actually, I get to decide for myself how I feel and how I come off to the world. But the thing that gets me is, how are you gonna talk about my lack of being a man, buddy? I used to train mixed martial arts for over half my childhood and well into my late teens. And even now, I'm still very heavy about weightlifting. I'm still very athletic. So my thing is, you want to talk about being a man? Let's get inside of a cage. Let's go running. Let's go lift some weights, and I can guarantee you the difference in endurance between us, it's gonna show. Especially when I know you don't get your ass up to do anything. Not shitting on you or anything. It just means you need to watch where you tread, because don't take who I am or part of who I am for weakness or who I am as a whole, because you don't know me like that. You don't know me like that. I'm a black belt in Taekwondo, so I
And
know how to
see,
be dedicated.
see, and like how you said you picked up a lot of your masculine traits from your dad. Like me, I had my dad, still have my dad. I had my mom, but I was mostly like, felt like I was more raised around women energy. So like knowing how to treat women, knowing the difference
It's
between like
important.
it was like, okay, cool. But it also, I guess like my middle school experience, or just like me understanding once I had my Saturn return of how like people perceive me, like people automatically when they first met me, just because I was soft spoken or just because I was like to myself and very timid and stuff like that, that they automatically assumed I was gay or like, oh, he's probably gay. Oh, he's probably bi. And I'm like, no, I don't even know what that is. Like, I literally just came from a private school, so I don't know what y'all are talking about. And after so much, that takes a toll on your mental. So sometimes you're like, am I? And so like you have an experience and then you're just like, oh, okay. Okay. Like, am I? I don't know. And but I feel like people like pushing that agenda also allowed me to be more in tune with my light and just being like, okay, I can think of a man as attractive and then still be like, okay, what of it?
You can
Doesn't mean I
appreciate
want.
it.
Right,
It's
doesn't mean I want
healthy
that person.
masculinity.
Exactly. So it's just
Healthy
like, okay.
masculinity.
But then it's the same thing as like people being like the same thing that football players in high school would like be like, oh, they joke about it and be like, oh yeah, this. But then when they're in a locker room or something like that, or looking at athletes and stuff like that and like worshiping the ground that they work on, that walk on, or just like rappers who have all this money and stuff like that, I'm like, aren't you just basically like dick riding on this
Doing
person
the
right
same.
here? So how is that?
It's no different. Like, how are you going to talk about a community of people pushing an agenda when you're doing it
Heterosexual has
yourself?
pushed the agenda too. Like,
You
it's still an
can't,
agenda.
you have to see the duality between, you have to see the duality in both sides in order, like, in order to understand one completely, you have to first look at yourself, because you can't say, oh, someone's pushing an agenda. Oh, but you're trying to, how am I pushing an agenda by expressing myself when you're trying to say, quote unquote, convert me, or you're trying to tell me, okay, this isn't for guys, this isn't for women, this isn't for, this, nah. Like, you don't get to decide that. I can understand where some people have certain values. I do agree to a certain extent. Yeah, like, men do have a role in this world. Yes, we do have a role in this world. We are, by instinct, those leaders. But that doesn't mean a woman can't be a leader. And a woman,
And
by
as of this
instinct,
year, women really been like they've already been stepping up regardless, like what they've been doing. Like now that they like over the times since rights have been giving to them, it's like, okay, the roles have changed. Like sometimes when a powerful woman comes, you have to step into that feminine energy to like nurture and like be there emotionally, but doesn't mean that you're any less of a man just because you're like doing all these aspects. Like it's like you say, it's always a balance of things. We all carry
Duality.
masculine and feminine energy, which you lean more into and where you feel more comfortable in and where you want to exercise more of. That's between you and yourself and God. Like, okay, like which energy do I want to embody to tackle this problem that I'm having? Or is the roadblock that I'm having it due to me just like wanting to push through it versus it needs like an emotional approach or more logical in-depth thought behind it? Like, be fucking for real.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I think that overall, I think that overall, the big lesson, and this goes back to guiding the current versus flowing. A lot of people would like to think of men as the ones who guide the current, the moon, and women as the water being guided by the moon, and just going with the flow, when in fact that's not always, when in fact that's not always the case. Having a sister who is a single mother, I can tell you right now,
Get it done. She knows how to get it done.
let's be honest, she handles things a lot better than, we just gonna be quiet. But you know what I mean. She is the epitome of like an independent female, and I think it's important to remember that, it's sometimes it's okay to be the moon, sometimes it's okay to be the water. It really depends on where you are at the moment, and it really depends on, what you're trying to accomplish. What is your purpose at the moment? What is your purpose? I think sometimes people think they lack direction. It's not direction that you lack, it's purpose.
Purpose and focus.
Because when you have purpose, you're able to directionalize, you're able to directionalize your efforts. But see, direction without purpose, you could be going north, south, east, west, but what's the point of going either of those directions if you don't have a purpose? Why are you going north? Why are you going south? Why are you going east? Why are you going west?
True.
What is your purpose?
Me and Babe were actually talking about that yesterday. I was like, I feel like my purpose is always, even though it's still the essence still remains, like sometimes it's about adapting to, like, because your purpose can adapt and like change over time, but it still has the essence that it has behind it. So
Essence, yeah.
it's just kind of like what feels authentic and what resonates with you in that time. Because like your perspective is always going to constantly change, your awareness and your consciousness is always going to expand. And so just the essence and the core and you finding that center and that alignment, which is kind of tying up and ending, like wrapping up this podcast episode with this as the gem, just kind of it's the what's authentic, but also grounds you in your authenticity is where, and when you're in your authenticity, that's when I, or at least for me, when I'm most authentic and I can express myself fully, even if it is like something I can't comprehend right now, later on I'll be able to comprehend, and then that's where I find grounding in. But yeah, like I think that's a good wrapping point for the podcast episode, because
I
like
agree.
I know you still got like events to do today, like you still got time to chill with yourself and just chill. But yeah, I love this podcast episode. Like this was very, very, y'all hear a dog barking in the background. Feels
I
it.
think so far, out of all the episodes we've done, this may be the one that flowed the best.
Right.
Because we've really touched on some important points, but we also have more structure than we've ever had. And I
If that's
think,
what it is, progression. It was progression and not perfection. Like even though there was like things going on that I could have like been like, oh, this wasn't right, this one, I'm happy that it flowed. And that's all I ever wanted was things to flow. But also understanding that the friction that was happening, it made me fine tune and be like, okay, where am I, like where do I have too much control or like too much of a tight grip on that I where I need to let go in some areas and just allow things to just flow the way they need to. So I'm doing more accountability of just being like, okay, just let things flow, Roscoe. Don't try to justify it for somebody else to understand, or if they perceive this as you like at the end of the day, like, it doesn't matter as long as you're authentic.
Yeah.
Your authenticity shines for you and you're grounded in you, then that's all that matters at the end of the day. But like we say here on the podcast, guys, progression is better than perfection. I'm your host, Ready Let's Go. My co-host, Josh Reed. We out.
Oos.